Hello, Pastor Steve Waldron with Biblical Archaeology Today. I'm so grateful you're here with us, and I'm very thankful to be your host. We're looking today at the immense Babylonian Chronicles from the Wycliffe Dictionary of Biblical Archaeology. Thanks for being here. Let's dive in. We're looking at a section called Classification. We have done one last night on our nightly podcast, and then did another one a couple nights ago. So this is just so fascinating because of the preciseness, first of all, of which they're dated, seen year by year, and secondly, because so much of the biblical narrative of this time period is also, in some cases, precisely dated as well, and then other times you can just superimpose the date. So it's fascinating and gives a lot of look at what was important in Babylonian history. So let's get started again. Thanks for being here. The classification, the chronicles are generally divided into three groups. Summary chronicles, first group, include the so-called Babylonian Chronicle of the year 747 to 668 BC. The Nabonidus Chronicle, 557 to 520 BC. These are two large column tablets. And then you have the detailed chronicles are written on small single column tablets. These comprise the chronicles of the Chaldean kings, Nabopolassar, 626-605 BC, originally on four tablets, of which three survive, the fall of Nineveh chronicles. It also gives some specific, like how they're listed, and I'm not going into all that. Nebuchadnezzar II, for the first 11 years of his reign only, 605 to 595 BC. That's the first two of three carrying aways and sackings of Jerusalem. I'll just give you a freak. It'll say C, you know, Roman numeral 2, and also C and D. Nergalesser, year 3 only, 556 to 555 BC. Thirdly, the third classification is the extract chronicles were written on small tablets giving date of miscellaneous kinds, not only for consecutive years, not always for consecutive years. These include the Chronicle of Early Babylonian Kings, recounting of all things Sargon of Akkad's campaigns in the west, dating all the way back from 2350 BC or thereabouts. The First Dynasty of Babylon, including Hammurabi, and events to 1650 BC. And this would be listed again. Another example would be like BM 26472 96152. The Chronicle for some years, such between 1080 681 BC. That'd be like BM 27859. I'm just giving examples. The S.R. Haddon Chronicles, the Chronicle of the year 680 to 626 BC. And the extract chronicle for the years 996, 758 through 756, 693, 654 to 650 BC. And that comes from A.R. Millard's Iraq. Millard has some good stuff. Now, it goes into references to the Old Testament. I said reference, I meant relevance. These chronicles give a number of fixed points for the chronology of Babylonian and biblical history. While they show the existence of detailed historical records from the 3rd to 1st millennia BC, with which the Old Testament records may be compared, the main points of direct comparison lie in the 7th, 6th century BC, when Babylon had direct relations with Judah in the west. It is these aspects of the Chronicles which are emphasized below. You know, and you have like the Tower of Babel episode and the invasion of the kings of the east, you know, Amraphel and all this. But, and you know, Hezekiah, the king, Babylonian, coming to visit Hezekiah. But for the most part, not a lot there of interaction till you get to the 600s, 500s BC era. So God bless. And we just thank you for being with us. Pray for us. Join us daily. Share with your friends, family, church family. The Bible is 100% absolutely true. And there's a lot of evidence right here on this podcast to show that. Over 2,000 podcasts you may want to look at, including proofs of Jesus and all kinds of stuff. People like Isaiah and Hezekiah and Gideon and Elisha being discovered. Proofs of their existence from biblical archaeology. David, the list goes on. I think we've got a list of well over 70 Old Testament figures confirmed in archaeology, and somewhere close to 40 New Testament figures, including bones from ossuaries from New Testament figures. So God bless. Thanks for being here. We'll see you later. Bye-bye.